Hey everyone, welcome back. I have to say, the way artificial intelligence is rapidly weaving itself into our software development workflows is absolutely fascinating. But here's the catch. That very integration has opened up a pretty critical vulnerability. AI coding environments and those automated pipelines we rely on, they're now prime targets for some highly sophisticated malware.
It's a genuinely concerning shift. Unlike traditional ransomware that just locks your files and demands payment, this new breed of threat operates with surgical precision. It exploits the trust and elevated permissions we naturally grant to AI agents, allowing it to quietly infiltrate, exfiltrate data, and ultimately dismantle our entire development infrastructure.
And it usually starts in such sneaky ways. The attack lifecycle often begins through compromised dependencies, downloading a malicious AI model, or even just good old-fashioned social engineering aimed straight at developers.
Exactly. Once that malware gets a foothold, it doesn't make a scene right away. It quietly maps out the environment, harvesting authentication tokens, API keys, repository credentials, and even tapping into internal communication channels.
Which is terrifying, because it then leverages those broad permissions we typically hand out to AI coding assistants to establish persistence. It's like giving a stranger the keys to the house, and then watching them rearrange the furniture.
Precisely. By modifying configuration files and injecting itself into automated build processes, the malware mimics legitimate developer activity. It easily slips past code reviews and standard security scanners, operating right under our noses.
During that stealth phase, attackers are silently harvesting everything they can get their hands on: proprietary code, customer data, and administrative credentials. It's a slow, methodical drain.
And then when they're ready, the threat culminates in what we're calling a calculated death switch. Instead of encrypting files for ransom, the malware triggers a systematic wipe. It deletes critical project files, corrupts database connections, revokes legitimate user access, and completely locks developers out of their own infrastructure.
The result is just a complete operational standstill. There's no clear recovery path, and the panic is immediate. But it really makes me wonder, why are cybercriminals specifically targeting AI infrastructure in the first place?
Well, it boils down to three primary reasons. First, the value density is exceptionally high. A single compromised environment yields source code, training datasets, customer information, and financial credentials all in one place.
That's a massive payout for them. And I imagine the complexity plays a huge role too.
Absolutely. That's our second point. AI workflows are inherently complex, spanning multiple clouds and relying on automated agents with minimal human oversight. That creates blind spots that traditional security tools just struggle to monitor effectively.
And then there's the third factor, which we see so often in tech: the relentless industry pressure to ship software quickly. Speed often gets prioritized over rigorous security audits, leaving those exploitable gaps wide open.
So defending against these threats requires a fundamental shift in how we approach AI security practices. We can't just rely on old playbooks anymore.
Right. Organizations have to enforce strict least privilege access controls. We need to ensure AI agents and automated pipelines only have the minimum permissions necessary, paired with regular credential rotation.
And on top of that, a zero-trust architecture should be applied to all development workflows. Every single request, whether it comes from a human developer or an AI system, needs to be verified and logged.
Continuous monitoring is just as crucial. We need to be watching repository activity, flagging unusual file deletions, and tracking abnormal API calls to detect that malicious behavior before the death switch is ever triggered.
Additionally, we can't just blindly trust external inputs. All third-party dependencies and pre-trained AI models must be scanned in isolated sandbox environments before they're ever integrated into the main pipeline.
And finally, I think we can't overlook the human element. Comprehensive developer education is absolutely critical.
You're right. Teams must understand these specific attack vectors, know how to recognize signs of compromised credentials, and have a clear protocol for responding to anomalies in their workflows.
It's a lot to take in, but looking at the big picture, the emergence of AI-targeted malware really signals that the cybersecurity landscape is evolving faster than many organizations can adapt.
It's a sobering reality. As AI systems gain greater autonomy, they absolutely must be surrounded by robust security guardrails. We can't afford to treat them as afterthoughts.
Exactly. But by treating AI infrastructure with the same rigor as our traditional critical systems, implementing proactive monitoring, and fostering a true security-first development culture, we can protect our most valuable assets and prevent those catastrophic pipeline failures. Thanks for diving into this with me.